Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
It is a reality of life, work, make money, support the family, and be good at your job. And so we all have ideas about career choices. What are the good and bad workplaces? Should we be working in ministry or not? Is there a pecking order there? How much should we be working? Should women work? And how much? We all make these calls. We all have our opinions. But do we ever stop and think what the Bible might say? Well, we might now. Our book reviewer, Cara Martin, is back with a thought-provoking book called Work Matters by R. Paul Stevens. Welcome, Cara.
Greetings, Lee.
Great to see you. So we touched on this topic a bit the other week, but it was more about whether we should be working in ministry or secular workplaces. What does Work Matters deal with?
Well, this is, in a way, the opus of Paul Stevens. He's over 70. He works at Regent College in Vancouver. He's been working in this area for ages as an academic and a consultant. And this is like all his insights on the Bible and what the Bible says about work pulled together. And what I like about it is that it goes chronologically through the Bible and actually deals with the stories of people and the work that they do, and he draws things out that we can apply to our lives. Yeah. But he talks about the way he does it is just beautiful. So he's separated it into five parts, and he talks about God-given work, which is the first five books of the Bible. He talks about stewardship work with the historical books. The wisdom books he calls soul work, which is lovely.
Yes.
The prophets, he talks about just work. Social justice issues, so big there, of course. And the New Testament he refers to as kingdom work. Hmm.
It seems such a Regent College kind of approach, doesn't it? What does then the Bible say about work? So he's not trying to take a modern day issue and kind of jam the Bible in.
Mm.
He's really dealing with the scriptures.
That's exactly right.
And honourably. Yeah.
Yes, he does. And so he looks at Adam and he says that we were created to work, just like God works. And then he deals with the fall and talks about why work is so frustrating and annoying, because there's that curse on the process of work.
Yes.
And then he talks about the value of the different sorts of work that we do. And, you know, some of the artificial distinctions we put on, like paid or unpaid. After all, God isn't paid for his work.
Yes.
But his basic concept is that we actually join in with God's work. And that's what we're doing. We've got to keep that perspective, which, of course, most people don't see.
What a privileged position. I mean, it'll help us turn up for work on Monday if we understand the high order of that kind of task.
Absolutely.
He specifically names people in the Bible, Cara. Can you run through some of these people, how they went about their work?
Well, one that stood out to me was Nehemiah, and he talks about that as shrewd work. And he talks about Nehemiah, who was a cupbearer to the Persian king. And then God used this position really as an opportunity. Nehemiah was a Jew, and he could see that there were problems rebuilding the walls as defences around Jerusalem. And the Persian king gave him the opportunity to go back there and resources to rebuild these walls. But to do that, he needed to show leadership and amazing leadership. And so Stevens pulls out some ideas from this, that leadership is work in itself and something we all do in some ways, because he describes leadership as the ability to influence others, which all of us have at different times.
Yes.
And he talks about leadership as being serving people, but most importantly, serving God. Anyone in a leadership role is under the authority of God as such.
Mm.
And he talks about actually showing strategic initiative, which Nehemiah did all the way through, some amazingly creative ideas. And Stevens points out that this risk-taking and this creativity actually come from God. And then he talks about being providentially put in places where you can influence people. And we see that in the story of Nehemiah. And then another one of the things I like about what Stevens does is he talks a lot about some of the women in the Bible and the work they do. And so he talks about, I was wondering how he would handle Proverbs 31, the picture of the ideal woman. And
yes,
he talks about her as one of the great entrepreneurs, which I've never thought of before, but it's true. So she actually is creative about selling land and actually developing resources.
Yes.
She also works for the benefits of others. She's really hardworking. She takes joy and great satisfaction in her work. She builds community through her work. And then Stevens points out that her working reflects her internal beauty of character. She has strength and dignity in her work, yeah. Something we can all aspire to.
It's worth saying the times, of course, have changed a lot, but he still thinks that we can incorporate work practices from biblical times into our lives. It's quite a critical issue.
Yeah, and Stevens himself does a lot of consulting, and he does a lot of mentoring of business leaders. So here is a man who actually is in touch with the business issues of our times.
Yes.
His stand is that the wisdom from the Bible is wisdom for all people and for all time, because actually we're dealing with, in some ways, the instruction manual.
Yes, of course.
The maker of the universe and of us. And if you do that, you actually deal with the basic stuff that make up all of us and what we need to do. So,
did it personally impact on you and your attitude towards work?
Absolutely. I think this book is a treasure of wisdom. You just see the experience and the knowledge that Stevens has from a lifetime of working with this stuff actually coming out in him just wanting to share with as many people as possible what the Bible has to say. And I think one of the really exciting things, and this is pointed out in the foreword, which is written by Don Flo, who's a well-known entrepreneur in America, and that is that ultimately the gospel has the opportunity to transform not just lives, but it has the opportunity to transform work and workplaces, that actually what the Bible represents is lived out theology lived out, knowledge of God lived out in people's lives. And that's part of what we're all doing when we work. We're actually living out what is intended to be and what could be.
I love it. Kari, you're our little treasure of wisdom. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us on
Thank
Open
you.
House.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.